King of Mithraim. Visitors have come to speak with your highness.
Who are you?
We are messengers of Hashem. Hashem says, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness.
Who is Hashem? I do not know Hashem. He never sent me a letter. I never even got a present from him.
Hashem is the God of the Hebrews.
Do they have a God? Why has he not saved them all these years?
Hashem has waited until this time to punish you, all at once, for the many evils you have done.
If he is a god as you say he is, then let me look through my records and see if your god's name is in there. No, I do not find his name in here. There is no such god. He is not in my records.
You will not find the name of the one eternal God inside your book of dead gods, Paro. Our God is the living God, the master of the universe.
Oh, really now? Is your God old or young? How many cities has he conquered? How big is his army? For how many years has he been ruler?
Hashem existed before the world was created and will live forever. He created you and gave you life.
You lie. I am the master of the world. I created myself and the Nile River. Now leave me. Guards, guards, do not let those two back into my palace again. Bring me my minister of labor. Quickly! Quickly!
Most exalted Paro, your servants await your orders.
The Hebrews are not working hard enough. That is why they want to serve their God in the wilderness. Let their work be increased. They will not rest on the seventh day anymore. Make them work harder. Harder! I want them to make me more bricks. More bricks, I say! Make them work harder!
Yes, our great king.
What's going to happen, Mike? Paro is really angry.
Oh, Devorah, Paro is going to make the B'nai Yisrael work even harder than before. Many more will die.
That's awful, Mike. Somebody has to stop this.
Hashem will, Devorah. Now I'm going to fast forward us 6 months.
Months have gone by, and not a word from that stupid Hebrew and his brother. How I would love to kill him. Let me see. I will stab him. No, I prefer to hang him. No, that is not painful enough. Fire! Yes, I will burn him with fire.
Paro! Hashem says to let the Hebrews go so that they may worship him in the wilderness.
You? How did you get into my palace? Guards! Guards!
Yes, our great king.
How did these two get in here? I gave orders not to let them in.
Paro, let my people go.
If your Hashem is so powerful as you say, then give me a sign of his strength.
I, Aaron, will throw my staff onto the palace floor.
Look, Mike! Aaron's staff has turned into snake!
I see, Binyamin. Let's keep on watching.
Ho, ho, ho! You mean to impress me with that? Why, even my wife and children can turn a staff into a snake. My kingdom has the best magic in the world. Queen, take these rods and give them to the children. Take one for yourself as well. Show these Hebrews that what I say is true.
They can also do it, Bike.
I see, Devorah. Let's keep on watching.
You see, Hebrew, your Hashem is not so great.
Hashem will make my snake eat yours.
Yes, yes, I see that. Ho-hum. You bore me, Hebrew. We know that one, too.
Oh, mighty peril. Perhaps the Hebrew could make his rod swallow up the other rods.
You speak well, Bilam. Well, let's see if your Hashem can do as my advisor suggests.
Bike! Aaron is doing it. His rod ate up all the rods of the Mitzrayim.
It's not Aaron who is making that happen, Mordecai. It's Hashem. All of you have just seen another miracle.
Hashem says to let the Hebrews go, Paro.
Your tricks do not impress me. I will not set the Hebrew slaves free. Get out! Get out!
Hang on, gang. We're leaving. Things are gonna get furious.
Where are we going to, Bike?
In Yemen, we're going to the Nile River. You see, the Nile River is the source for all the water in Mitzrayim. Without it, there would be no water for people or animals to drink. No water to wash with. Dirty dishes everywhere. Get the picture?
I sure do, but why are we going to the Nile River?
Well, Binyamin, we are going ahead in time 3 weeks. Moshe Rabbeinu has warned Paro over and over again to let the B'nai Yisrael go. But Paro has just said no. Now Hashem is going to do another miracle. It's the first of the 10 plagues you were studying about with Rabbi Fly.
I see something. Oh my goodness, the river is all red.
That's right, Binyamin. Aaron used the staff of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the river has been turned into blood. But that's not all. Let's go listen to that man and his wife down there.
Ahmed, I squeeze the oranges, and instead of orange juice, all I get is blood. I go to the Nile, and it runs with blood. The fish in the river are all dead. There is blood in the water well. Our idols drip blood. Blood drips from the wood on our door. Get us water, my husband.
You complain more than my camel does, my wife. What can I do? The only water is in Goshen, where the Hebrews live. It will cost me a fortune.
But we need water. There is sickness in the land.
Take your complaints to Paro. There is nothing I can do.
How long will they be without water, Bike?
For 7 whole days, Mordecai. Now, let's go back to Paro's palace.
My magician showed me that they too can turn water into blood. I am not impressed with the power of your god, Hebrew.
For 7 days, Mitzrayim has been without water, Paro. You have 3 weeks to let the Hebrews go from your land, or else Hashem will send a plague of frogs upon you and your people.
You think you will scare the king of Egypt with a few frogs? No! The Hebrews are my slaves. They stay in Egypt. Get out of my palace, you two! Get out!
Okay, gang. We're gonna fast forward to 3 weeks from now. Hang on!
Binyamin, look at that frog! It's a gigantic monster frog! Bike, what are all those people doing? Why do they have those sticks? It looks like a riot!
Well, Mordecai, they think that they're gonna kill that gigantic frog, but they're in for a big surprise. You see? Every time the Nasreen hit the frog with their sticks, thousands and thousands of little frogs come out of the big frog's mouth. Just listen to all of them. Okay, gang, let's drop in on Paro again and see how he's doing with his new jumping friends.